What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another brand new installment of Renegades Reviews, exclusively here as always on the Casa D18 Studios channel. I, of course, am your host, the Renegade JJ Williams, and today we're going to be discussing 2013's Captain Phillips, starring Tom Hanks, Barkhad Abadi, Michael Chernus, Barkhad Abdirahman, Faisal Ahmed, Mahat M. Ali, David Warshawski, and Corey Johnson. What's going on, everybody? Thank you for joining me here once again for another brand new installment of Renegades Reviews. Like I said during the introduction, today we're going to be taking a look at 2013's Captain Phillips. Now, as our movie opens, Richard Phillips takes command of the MV Maersk Alabama, which is an unarmed container vessel departing from the port of Salahi in Oman, with orders to sail through the Guardafui Channel to Mombasa, Kenya. Wary of pirate activity off of the coast of the Horn of Africa, Phillips and his first officer, Shane Murphy, order strict security precautions on the vessel and carry out numerous practice drills. During a drill, the vessel is chased by Somali pirates in two skiffs, causing Phillips to call for help. Knowing that the pirates are listening to radio traffic, Phillips pretends to call a warship, requesting immediate air support. Now, one of the skiffs turns around in response, wanting no part of that, while the other, which is crewed by four heavily armed pirates, led by Abduwali Muse, loses engine power while trying to steer through the Maersk Alabama's wake. The next day, Muse's skiff, which is now outfitted with two outboard engines, returns with the same four pirates aboard. Despite valiant efforts of Phillips and his crew, the pirates are able to secure their ladder to the ship, and Phillips tells the crew to hide in the engine room just before the pirates storm the bridge and hold Phillips and the other crew members at gunpoint. Now, Phillips offers Muse the $30,000 in the ship's safe, but Muse's orders are to ransom the ship and the crew in exchange for millions of dollars of insurance money from the shipping company. Now, while they search the ship, Shane notices that Bilal, the youngest pirate, does not have sandals like the rest. So he tells the crew to line the engine room hallway with broken glass. Chief engineer Mike Perry then deactivates the power to the ship, plunging the lower decks into darkness. Bilal ends up cutting his feet when they reach the engine room, and Muse continues to search alone. The crew members then ambush Muse, holding him at knife point, and they arrange to release him and the other pirates into a lifeboat. However, Muse's right-hand man, Naji, refuses to board the lifeboat with Muse unless Phillips goes with them. Once all the men are on the lifeboat, Naji attacks Phillips, forcing him into the vessel before launching the boat with all five of them on board. As the lifeboat begins to head for Somalia, tensions flare between the pirates as they begin to run low on the plant-based amphetamine caught, and they lose contact with their mother ship. Naji begins to become agitated and tries to convince the others to kill Phillips. They are later intercepted by the U.S. Navy destroyer, the USS Bainbridge, and the Bainbridge's captain, Frank Castellano, is ordered to prevent the pirates from reaching the Somalia coast by any means necessary. Even when other ships begin to arrive, Muse asserts that he has come way too far and he will not surrender. The negotiations are unable to change his mind, and a team from Navy SEAL Team 6 parachutes in to intervene, while Phillips makes an attempt to escape from the lifeboat before being recaptured and repeatedly beaten by Najee. Now, while three Navy SEAL Team 6 marksmen get into position, Castellano and the rest of Navy SEAL Team 6 continue to try and find a peaceful solution, eventually taking the lifeboat under tow. Muse agrees to board the Bainbridge, where he is told that his clan elders have arrived to negotiate Phillips's ransom. In the lifeboat, Phillips prepares a goodbye letter to his wife, just in case he gets killed, while Najee decides to take full control of the lifeboat. Najee spots Phillips writing the letter and snatches it, but Phillips retaliates by beating Najee until Bilal steps in and subdues Phillips by striking him in the back with his AK-47. Najee beats Phillips further and tries to convince Bilal and Elmi that Phillips must be killed. The pirates tie up and blindfold Phillips, leaving him to say his final goodbyes. As Najee prepares to shoot Phillips, the Bainbridge's crew stops the tow, causing Elmi, Bilal, and Najee to lose balance. This gives the marksmen three clear shots, by which they simultaneously kill all three pirates. Muse is then arrested and taken into custody for piracy. Phillips is rescued from the lifeboat and treated. And although in shock and disoriented from his ordeal, Phillips thanks the rescue team for saving his life as our movie comes to its end. This was a really good movie. It's another one I've talked about a couple of them here this month, where what you see on the DVD cover, on the poster, doesn't really give you a big idea as to what the movie is about. I mean, this image right here does not say anything about piracy to me. Yeah, Captain Phillips, Tom Hanks's character, looks a little bit frightened in his image. But Muse, you know, it just doesn't scream piracy to me. Maybe mutiny. You know, maybe Muse is a part of Captain Phillips's ship, but it doesn't say piracy to me. So I had no idea what I was really getting into. And I try my darndest not to read the synopsis on the back of the movie when going in, especially if I've never seen the film before, because I just kind of want the story to grab me and grip me. That's what good storytelling is supposed to do. And if the story that they're telling can't grab me and pull me in, then you know that it's not a great movie. If you read the synopsis on the back, you've already got a little idea of what the story is. So that whole element is removed from your movie-going experience. So I try not to do that again and give the screenwriters, the story, the actors, a chance to grab me and pull me into the story. And they did. You know, said many times, I haven't seen a bad Tom Hanks movies. I've seen ones that aren't great. We've talked about a few of them this month. But I wouldn't say that they were so horrible that they don't deserve to exist, or that they're so horrible that I would absolutely never watch them again. There may have to be certain circumstances under which I'd watch them again. But there's nothing that I've seen that I just would be like, okay, yeah, I've seen you and I never need to see you again. But Captain Phillips, I thought, again, was a really good story. It brought you in. You know, you almost kind of felt for Muse in a way. he was slightly sympathetic in the fact that even with his mothership, they didn't believe that he could accomplish. And so here he is, he's basically trying to prove himself with everything going down. Najee, by all rights, could have very easily taken over control of Muse's ship or the lifeboat, because in comparison, Najee is this big, bad enforcer-looking type. So he very, very easily could have just treated Muse like a pushover and taken control. But Najee, at the end of the day, respected his post until Muse was aboard the Bainbridge trying to negotiate for the ransom. Captain Phillips, every step of the way, was trying to be a peacemaker. You know, Bilal had his foot cut. So even while he's on the lifeboat by himself with these four pirates who want to do harm to him, he's still offering to treat Bilal's wound, which just makes Bilal stepping in to help Najee that much more painful in the end, because you almost start to think that Bilal is going to help Captain Phillips, but he stays loyal to his team. Loyalty is a big deal, man, whether you're on the good guy's side or on the bad guy's side. And loyalty was another theme that was heavily prevalent throughout the story. But I enjoyed it. I'm curious to know what you guys thought about it. When it comes to my rating for this film, I would give it 3.5 out of 5. It was a really solid movie. I don't know if I'd put it in my upper echelon, but I would definitely put it like B-, C-plus type of grade. You know, 3.5 out of 5 stars, I feel, kind of encapsulates that. Because once we start to get into the 2, 2.5 stars, you're really just trying to be generous for generous sake a lot of the times. But this was a good film. I definitely would not mind watching it again. 3.5 out of 5 stars for Captain Phillips. What do you guys think? Those of you out there that have seen Captain Phillips, let me know. If you're watching the premiere, leave your thoughts and comments over here. If you're watching on demand later in the day, leave your thoughts and comments down here. Whatever you do, though, when you get out there on social media, let's try to get those hashtags trending. Hashtag Casa D18 Studios, hashtag Renegades Reviews, hashtag Renegade Returns, and of course, the ever popular hashtag Shenanigans.
Merchandising.
Merchandising? What's that?
Merchandising. Come, I'll show you. Merchandising, merchandising, where the real money's made.
Make sure you guys tune in tomorrow, right back here on the Casa D18 Studios channel, for another brand new installment of Renegades Reviews. Normal time, as always, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, but it'll be repeated 1 hour later on the Jeff Meacham Network at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. And oh boy, is it going to be a good one. It'll be a Casa D18 Studios reunion as myself, the West Coast Professor Jeff Meacham, the Stat Boy Mike Caldwell, all band together to discuss 2013's Saving Mr. Banks, starring Emma Thompson, Tom Hanks, Annie Rose Buckley, Colin Farrell, Ruth Wilson, Paul Giamatti, Bradley Whitford, Jason Schwartzman, BJ Novak, Kathy Baker, Melanie Paxson, and Rachel Griffiths. You're not going to want to miss out on that one tomorrow, right back here on the Casa D18 Studios channel, right back here on Renegades Reviews, and featured right here on the Jeff Meacham Network. To all my loyal fans and viewers out there that tuned in for the premiere today, leaving your thoughts and comments over here, thank you very much. I greatly appreciate each and every one of you. Likewise, all my loyal fans and viewers out there tuned in a little bit later in the day, watching on demand, leaving your thoughts and comments down here. Thank you very much. I greatly appreciate each and every one of you. I appreciate all my loyal fans and viewers out there that tune in on a regular basis, showing me that love, showing me that support, going back in the archives, digging through those old episodes in an effort to try to help boost up my viewership hours so I can eventually get monetized, make some money on this ordeal. Thank you very much to each and every one of you who tuned in and joined me here today, and I will see you guys next time.